Okay, good morning, everybody. Freilich and Chanukah, Gut and Chaydesh, and thank you so much for joining today. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn page Reish Aleph of Beis. We're continuing in Simon Shin Mem Zayin, which has just one Se'if, but we're in the middle of that Se'if. So we started by saying that Midaraisa, a person is only Chayiv when he does both an Akira and a Hanacha, in addition, obviously, to the transference of Rishos. So we are up to the top of page 402, the top of Reish Aleph of Beis. Aval Pashat Yodol Lefnim V'Chefetz B'Yodol. If a person sticks his hand into the house, he's standing outside, he sticks his hand in while an object is in his hand, and the guy on the inside of the house pulls it out of his hand. Or you're standing inside, you stick your hand outside, holding an object, and your friend on the outside grabs it out of your hand. So the guy in one rishus did the akira and moving it out to the other rishus, but the guy in the other rishus is the one that did the hanacha. He's the one that placed it down. So shneim peturim. In that case, they're both going to be pater because you didn't have one person do both the akira and hanacha. But it's still going to be usher to do this midrabanan because it's still usher midrabanan to do either the akira or the hanacha. Not that I took it in my hand, stuck my hand outside, and placed it down. No, when I stuck my hand outside, he took it from my hand. So the first guy only did an akira, the second guy only did a hanacha. Now the second guy, even if he didn't put it on the ground, he just pulled it out of my hand, that's already considered a hanacha. Just by taking it out of my hand is already a hanacha. And it's still asr to do this. And the reason that it's asr to do this is, like we said, if you do either an akira or a hanacha, it is still a violation of an isr midrabanan. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, third line, if you stick your hand from the outside to the inside, carrying a chefetz in your hand, and you place it down in somebody else's hand, who's standing on the inside, so you did both the akira and the hanacha, but there is another person involved, just simply in the sense that that's where you put it down. You didn't put it down on the floor, you put it down in this fellow's hand. Or your friend is standing inside his house holding something, you're outside, you stick your hand in, pull it out of his hand, thereby doing the akira, and then bring it outside, thereby doing the hanacha. So the guy on the outside did both the akira and the anacha. Who chayiv? Then you can be chayiv. That's the issur d'oraisa of Hotza'ah, v'chavero, and one might have thought that the other guy did neither the Akira nor the Anacha, so maybe it's Heter Gomer. What did he do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Pater Avol Aser. It's still an Isser Midrabanan. So that requires explanation. So let's see. Mishabur Sivkat Nehei, L'toch Yad Chavero, V'alfagav Dekayim Lende Ben Akira Ben Anacha Sark Shia Makom Shua Arba Al Arba Tvachim Yadu Shalad M'chashuv V'kedal Al Dalid. Even though over here we're talking about cases where you just placed it in somebody's hand, and you would think that you need to, in order to do a Hanacha, needs to be placed on an area that's 4x4 tvachim, a person's hand is considered 4x4 tvachim. V'hotzi l'chutz, v'afilu im lo yinicha ba'aretz, hol v'hu b'yada areu k'munach ba'aretz v'chanal. Even if you didn't, when you stick it outside, even if you didn't place it down on the ground, since it's in your hand, it's as if it's placed down on the ground. Meaning, when you are standing outside, you take something out of your friend's hand who's standing inside, and you bring it out. As soon as you bring it out, that's already a hanacha, because it's in your hand. So then we said that the guy who didn't do anything, didn't do the akira or the hanacha, you just had taken it out of his hand or placed it down in his hand, but he did nothing, he's pater avol aser. Why? So says Mishabur, lo mishum isr Shabbos, it's not in violation of hotza'a in any way, he did neither an akira nor a hanacha. Elo shemachshil schaver v'gorm lo lohotzi chefetz o lachniso. It's lifnei iver, because he aided you in doing an avera. You did the whole avera. He did lifnei But what if he didn't need your help to do this avera? He could have done it without your help. So then you didn't violate lifnei iver. You still violated Mr. Drabanan. Because even when a katan violates an avera, you're supposed to try to stop him. All the more so when a gadol is violating an avera and he's using your hand to violate the Aveira. He's putting something down in your hand or taking something from your hand. At the very least, you probably have to say something or have to squeeze the item and not let him take it from your hand. You have to even stop a katan who's doing Averos. So it may not be lifnei iver, but it's misayeya. It's something to participate in the Aveira in such a way. If you look in the Sharatzion in Oschas, he writes, Ulechore mashakasv drabonon lavdafkahu. When he says that this is an issur drabanan, yeah, it's not really only an issur drabanan. That the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yotes says that if you see someone wearing shatnis, you need to rip the clothing off of him. When the Gemara sounds like that's not a din drabanan, it's a din d'oraisa. You see someone violating an avera, stop it. You need to pull it off of him. So the same would apply over here. He's using your hand to do an akira, to do a melacha d'oraisa v'otzaa. Ilechor, it's a din d'oraisa. You have to stop him. How could it be that if the balabais is standing inside the house and he's holding the object and allowing the ani to stick his hand in, pick up the object, pull it out, that's only going to be an issur drabanan? Maybe it's not lifnei iver because the guy on the outside could take it on his own. But on a d'oraisa level, you have to prevent people from doing an isser. So why do we call this only an isser drabanan? This should be an isser d'oraisa. So says the Sharatzion, v'nir liyashev, the answer is, that the difference is that in the case of shatness, when you see someone else wearing shatness, you can prevent him from violating the Yisr by ripping the shatness off of him, and therefore you must prevent him from violating the Yisr. But when the guy is taking the object out of your hand, you can't really prevent him from doing the Yisr. So that's a little bit of a chiddush. Mehechi tesi that you can't prevent him, just squeeze the item and don't... Okay, but that's what the Sharatzin assumes. So Kamashmul on a rush, Tafilu Achis Drabban Yeshecha Shulokech Miyadu Shubacham Seide over Avera. And then it turns out that it's quite a chiddush that even though you can't prevent him from doing the Isser, he could do it without you. You can't prevent him from doing the Isser, that still you're in violation of a Drabbanan for being a party to that Isser at all. Weiter in the Mishabura now. Ulumumar la Vodaschavim. If you have someone who's a Mumar la Vodazara, meaning a Jewish person who's just not religious at all, Asalo should gamkein devar isur kamala shari Yisrael. You're also not allowed to cause him or help him do an isur, just like it would be for any other Jew that you're not allowed to be misayeya a Jew. Meaning, even when it's not lifneiver, when you're not enabling the isur, there's still an isur drabanan of being misayeya someone, of helping someone violate an isur. And says the mishabura, very critical maramakom here, this mishabura, that is asur even if the other person is a mumar, even if the other person is not religious. So in the Dirshu, he points out that who disagrees with this? The Shach in Yerudea Simon Kufnon Aleph, as explained by the Dogma Revolve over there. The Shach over there holds that the Isra of Misayaya does not apply to a Nachri. So this comes up all the time. It's one of the most common shailas rabbis get, that in some way a Jew is asked to help another Jew violate an Avera, but that other Jew is not religious and they could do the Avera without you. You're going downstairs from your office and your boss, who's a non-religious Jew, says, can you pick me up a roll of sushi from the store downstairs? He can go himself and get it just as easily. He's paying for it. You're not enabling the Isser, but you're participating in the Isser. According to the Shach, l'chora, that's mutter, because misayeya for a non-religious Jew is mutter. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's aser. The Mishnah Berurah, and in Yoredeh over there, the Gilyan Marsha on the side of the page points you to the Magen Avram over here, with which the Mishnah Berurah is quoting. It's the Gilyan Marsha's way of saying that he agrees with the Mishnah Berurah. A lot of people rely on that Shach because it comes up a lot. So a lot of times you have no choice but to rely on that Shach. But this is a major machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir. Once we're on the topic of helping people do an Avera, you're not allowed to lend someone a Kli if you're choshed that he's going to do an Avera with that Kli on Shabbos. unless there's some way to explain that what he's going to do is really melechas heter and not melechas iser. V'davka b'davra matzui. That's only if it's a common thing. Aval melechas heter and matzui laso sein tolin ba. If it's possible for him to use it for a davra mutter, but it's very uncommon to use this kli for a davra mutter, you cannot assume he's using it for a davra mutter im lo mevrei darkei shalom. So if your Jewish neighbor asks you to borrow your snowblower on Erev Shabbos because there's a major snowstorm predicted for Friday night, so you know that he's going to be doing an Isser with that snowblower, so you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to lend him the item when you know that what he's going to be doing is a Melechas Isser. Now, let's say it were possible to do a Melechas Heter with the snowblower, but no one does a Melechas Heter with the snowblower. Now, it's always a Melechas Isser, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Od Kasaf, he further writes, most poskim hold that there's no iser to be misayeya a non-Jew for something that's aser for him, meaning something that he could do without your help. There is an iser of lifnei iver for a non-Jew. If a guy does not have eiver menachai and I give him eiver menachai, I violate lifnei iver. But if he does have access to it and I just participate in giving it to him, there's no iser of misayeya, according to most poskim, on an ovid chavim imlo dekoy bin yishen yachalit, unless he's unable to get it otherwise, the sham shaykh livnei iver, in which case it would be livnei iver. Avol miyesh lo iver menachai mishalo, but if he has his own iver menachai, o shiyachal liknos mokam achor, or he could get it somewhere else, leka isura, then there's no iser. However, even though that's the opinion of rov poskim, ubebir agra yoredeasim kufnan alf mashmet desfir le la lacha, dafilu echad yachal liknos mokam achor, gam kein asar ayin sham. The bir agra holds that even if he can get it somewhere else, it is aser. V'chein pasuk pisuk yitshuva sham b'shem shutem mun shmuel, v'chein mitzad birka yosef sham, the pisuk yitshuva in the name of mun shmuel and the chida write the same way, that there is an iser of mesayaya even for a guy. Derech eretz lomar la'adam shosik b'malacha. Now another point, it is respectful when you see someone doing malacha to say to him, tisach malachtecha, best of luck, you should be successful, have a great day, you know, be successful in your malacha. V'afil lovid gululim, even to a non-Jew who's doing work. I mean, it should be nice. Rabbi Shachter was just telling us the other night that she was walking with Rav Shachter in Washington Heights, and all the Hispanic people were like, oh, Rabbi, hello, how are you? How's that? And she's like, how do you know all these people? He said, I just, you know, I say hello to them every morning on the way to Yeshiva and on the way back. So they've all become his friends. That's Derech Eretz. You see someone opening a store, you say, you know, you should be Matzliach. One of the Talmidim was saying he was walking Rav Shachter home, and there was a new store that was looking for business that had just opened, that had a grand opening, and the fellow stopped Rav Shachter, and Rav Shachter said, you should have a lot of success, I hope your store does well, right? That's the Derech Eretz, you're supposed to say Titzlach Melachtecha. Aval mi shosik b'melachas iser asur lomer lokach. But if you see someone doing a melachas iser, a Jew opens a tattoo parlor, you're not allowed to say you should be matzliach, so zayin matzliach, meaning you don't want him to be matzliach, you want him to shut down that store as soon as possible. So you're not allowed to wish him matzlach. That's the Mishnah about someone who's plowing his field during Shemitah. You're not allowed to say you should be successful in your plowing of the field. He's doing an iser, you can't wish him success over something like that. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, two lines from the bottom, Va'afilu ma'omid b'chutz, who eino Yehudi, even if the guy standing outside is not Jewish, asur mneishu kenosa almanas lahotzi. You're not allowed to participate in the hotza'ah because it's as if you're giving it to him so that he could take it out for you in violation of Amir al-Nachri. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter, v'hu adin lahotzi yado l'chutz v'nichu b'yad chavero ha'omid b'chutz. And the same is true if someone sticks his hand outside and he places in the item in his hand, in his friend's hand who's standing outside, or he takes something out of his friend's hand who's standing outside and brings it inside, the guy standing on the inside is going to be chayiv in that case, because he did both the akira and the hanacha, and the guy that's standing outside is only patra v'lasser, again not for hotza'ah, he's patra v'lasser because he's helping you do the avera. Mishnah Berurah siv katan ches v'nicha biyad chavero v'miyad chavero l'mayla me'asara. If your friend's hand is above 10 tefachim off the ground, patur d'makom p'turhu. Then you're going to be patur because where you're placing it is a makom p'tur v'yesh cholkin. But others disagree because his body is standing on the ground. So even though his hand is elevated 10 tefachim off the ground, it's all one unit. Hazorek v'nekar chavero mimkom v'kibla. What if you throw something from one rishus to the other, but the other guy doesn't like land on him? He has to jump, he has to move out of the way to go catch it. It was a bad throw, so he had to run somewhere else to go catch it. So he runs and catches it. Shneim peturim. Then both the thrower and the receiver are pater. Harisha mishum d'losavir hanacha mikocho. The thrower, because the hanacha that happened in the end was not the hanacha that it was on a trajectory to achieve. It would have landed 5 feet past that, but the guy intercepted it in the middle. Shasheni chatofo b'emtzal lichaso. The second guy grabbed it while it was en route. Vasheni, and the second guy mishum d'losavir rak hanacha. All the second guy did was hanacha, not an akira. V'imrat hu atzmo v'kiblo hareis asafik imchayiv. Now, what if I throw something on a high arc from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and then I run and I catch it myself in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? So that's a suffix with the Yerchayiv. After us, a gam anacha batzmo, even though you did both the Akira and the Anacha, efshar sheina anacha gemura, sheinuach b'makom, sheilenuach b'shas Akira. It could be that's not considered a real Anacha, because it wasn't the hanacha didn't happen in the place where it was on a trajectory to land at the time of the akira. Hazorik Mirshas Ram, Mirshas Ram, Mirshas Yachim Bemta. Another halacha: if you throw something from Mirshas Ram to another Mirshas Rabim with a Mirshas Yachim in between, O Mirshas Yachim, Mirshas Yachim, Mirshas Rabim Bemta, or from one Mirshas Yachim to another Mirshas Yachim with a Mirshas Harabim in between, Pater. Then you're going to be Pater. V'im halacha chefet shtei amos Mirshas Ram zev shtei amos. But if I throw from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah and it passes through Rosh Hashanah, but total distance traveled within the Rosh Hashanah is 4 amos, 2 amos, and then Rosh Hashanah, 2 amos, and then the other Rosh Hashanah, then I'm going to be chayiv for dalar amos per Rosh Hashanah because they are mitzdarif. Hamoshin mir Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, derek Rosh Hashanah b'diyota echod. Let's say I pass something from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah over Rosh Hashanah, but the two Rosh Hashanah are on the same side of the street. So there is Rosh Hashanah in between the one Rosh Hashanah and the other Rosh Hashanah, but they're both on the same side of the street. Then even if it's above 10 tefachim, you're going to be chayiv. But if it's on two sides of the street, the two Rosh Hashanah are on two opposite sides of the street from one another, and they cross over the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Pater. Then you're going to be Pater. V'hainu alfil l'mata me'asara, ayin sham b'gemara tam, and the Gemara explains the reason over there. Pashat yadu l'fnim, v'natal mayim me'al guma, v'otziyo l'chutz, another halacha. If, let's say, you stick your hand inside to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you take water from a pit, where water is from a puddle of water, and you carry that water outside, chayiv. Shamayim kuguf echadeinu umunach mala aretz, because the water is considered to all be rested on the ground. And when you take a little bit of that water, it's as if you picked up that water from the ground. But if you take fruits or oil that is floating on top of that water, then putter. Because it wasn't in a munach position. It was floating, it was moving, it was on top of the water. It wasn't munach. So then when you pull it off the top of that water, that is not considered to be an akira. Sifkat on tes osha natal. So we said, or if you take from someone else's hand who's standing outside and you bring the item inside, even if the guy standing inside is a nachri, it would still be usher for the guy standing outside, because it will look like amira lenachri, that you're asking him to be machnis your item. So let's summarize what we learned today. First, we said is that if you do either an akira or a hanacha, you're patur av lasser. Then we said if you did both the akira and the hanacha, but another person participated, so if you needed his help, he violates lifnei iver. If you didn't need his help, then he violates mesayeya midrabanan. Then we pointed out that most poskim, with the exception of the Gra and the Amuna Shmuel, hold that there is no mesayeya on a guy, but the Mishnah Berurah says that there is mesayeya on on a mumar, against the shach. The Mishnah Berurah says there is misayaya on a mumar. And then we said that if the other guy runs to catch it, you're both putter, but if you run to catch it yourself, you might also be putter. It's a suffix whether you're putter or not. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will learn probably the entire Simon Shin Mem Ches. So we will see. Tomorrow's probably going to be regular time, regular place. Everyone have a wonderful day. Freilich and Chanukah, Gut and Chodesh.